A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Hey, Craig. Hey, Craig. How you going?
Yeah, great.
Craig,
great.
You're here to help the BFM listenership, assist the BFM listenership so they require the assistance of a financial go-to guy. Craig, what's big on your hot topics for the week?
Trying to survive the week.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Let's start with that then. Underlying.
I mean, that's every week, yeah. Isn't it?
Surviving the week. What's the first thing you do to survive it? Get paid.
Top budgeting tips,
yeah.
Get some money somehow. Yeah. Get some money, be it from a benefit or paid or a job. I mean, how do you do that? Any other ways to inherit it?
Well, I'm trying hard to not spend any money because I'm going on holiday in a week or so. So
a frivolous holiday!
I know.
Throw your money away on holiday, Craig!
It's not my fault. Gosh. Don't yell at me.
I'm just saying. No, what I'm doing is yelling at the past me. I'm beating myself up for things I've done in the past. I've spent a lot of money on travel, stupidly. Although, I don't sort of... Can you please look back under your glasses at me? Look over your glasses at me. That's terrible.
We all spend a lot of money on holiday, don't we? It's just what happens.
Yeah.
It's what you do on holiday, isn't it?
And then all of a sudden, it's all gone. And
yeah. So let's talk about that then. Let's talk about how much money one should spend when you're going away for a week.
5 weeks.
5 weeks? Wow.
I know. It's shocking.
So you've obviously saved quite a bit for this holiday.
No.
Just leave? So, well done. So
bit of leave.
How does that work? Tell us about
budgeting.
Taken me about 5 years to actually get to this point. Yeah. And having started a new job with Simplicity a couple of years ago, I was quite lucky that they've given me a bit of leave in advance. And
Good. Yeah. So what's happening is that because you've got it's leave, you get paid throughout, so that makes the financial stress of it a lot less. Doesn't it?
Well, until we start spending, eh?
Yeah, well, some people might just go, okay, take a holiday and not even think about how that all works, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a matter of budgeting. Have something that you can work towards, put a few dollars away each week, a cup of coffee a week, builds up.
Where are you going, Craig? Where are you going?
Italy and Dubai.
How on earth are you going to spend any money in those countries?
I'm sure my wife will find a way.
Dubai is quite expensive.
Apparently, yeah. Colleagues just come back from Dubai and Turkey, and Dubai is really outrageous. And my wife found out that we had to go to Milan for a night.
Did you check how she found that out?
Yeah, she said that there was some...
The only way you can do that is if you go through Milan.
There was some outlet stores. The usual outlet, save money by spending money.
Yeah. Have you got any queries for Craig? He's here to help you out, be it for budgeting, be it for savings, be it for KiwiSaver, of course, because that's what Simplicity do. They're a KiwiSaver provider. They're an ethical KiwiSaver provider. Then give us a call now, 309 3879, or you can text in your questions, 5395. We'd love to hear from you. In the past, we've had all sorts of queries, and we are not here to judge, are we?
No.
Definitely not.
Here to help. So 309-3879, if you want to speak to Craig about your cash and what to do with it. Perhaps maybe you've inherited some money. Perhaps maybe you thought you would inherit some money, but didn't. This is a big problem, is that when you think that money's coming in and you're sure it's going to come in and you're sure that that's going to happen, and then the fuckers don't pay you or something, you know.
You find out you're not the favourite nephew.
Or it wasn't what they said it was going to be. I'm not talking about that. It makes it sound like I've been ungrateful for some sort of inheritance that happened. No, I'm talking about just job. Yeah. Anyway, still, are you there, caller?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I've got a question for Craig.
Yep.
Far away.
I've got some money in my Australian superannuation from when I was working over there. Now, I know you can transfer it to your KiwiSaver, but can you use that money for buying your first home?
No. What they do is they apply the Australian rules, even though you bring it back to New Zealand, and it sucks, but that's just the way it is, and you can't use that for a... first home in New Zealand. You can't use it to get it out either.
You have to transfer it from the Australian superannuation into KiwiSaver. You can't just transfer it into a bank account.
No. Okay. No.
Right, and then when it comes to the time, should you want to buy a home that's
quarantined, so you can only use what's in your KiwiSaver
from
New Zealand.
It's for when you're retired.
Absolutely. And that's one of the downfalls of KiwiSaver is, in my opinion, is being able to withdraw your money for a first home or other immigration and things like that, where in other countries around the world you can't.
Yeah.
So yeah. It is purely for retirement savings.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, I say that hypocritically because I am looking to buy my first home with a KiwiSaver, only because I can.
Yeah.
You know, but ideally, it should never have been allowed.
Yeah,
if I was redesigning it again, it would be totally.
But we don't live in a perfect world now, do we?
We don't.
So you make it one or the other?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you get rid of the first home thing straight away, just personally?
I would, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Then how would you buy your house?
I would have to save like my parents had to.
No, but in New Zealand. He's talking
in New Zealand, yeah. I wouldn't. I'd be renting. Yeah, I still rent now. I've owned a home, but for the last 12 years, I've been renting.
You know, there's nothing that makes me feel more at ease with myself than just pushing a significant percentage of my weekly wage into someone's hands who just doesn't really do that much.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I love seeing my pay disappear. Shout out to the landlords. Hey, shout out.
Thank you.
Keep those rents up, I reckon.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Well, hey, if you can afford to drink, you're not paying enough rent.
Hey, look, if you...
Cut it out.
Yeah, having a good time. Hey, I've got to pay off my second home somehow. Right, cheers. Thank you. This is what people do over here, isn't it? It's a weird thing. I was reading about it the other day and I just sort of went, that's right, a lot of people, doesn't happen a lot in other countries. People don't sort of buy a house and then go, I can rent that out for so much and that'll pay the mortgage and that'll be sweet and I won't have to pay anything off it myself.
Whoa. Someone has texted in.
Sure.
They say, what happens to your KiwiSaver if you die? Does your family get a payout?
It goes to your estate. So if you have a will, it'll be apportioned as per your will. If you don't have a will, it then goes in under the court process. So if you die intestate, i.e. without a will, it then goes through the court process. It doesn't automatically go to your family. So that's part of estate planning.
So what does that mean? I mean, you lose a little bit to the court process, obviously, and then it just goes to whoever the court deems.
It'll get apportioned partners, children.
The government doesn't just take a big chomp out of it?
But they take it out of a KiwiSaver straight
they
into
do.
A...
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so does that go? So if the KiwiSaver, if you do pass away, then the KiwiSaver money comes out of the KiwiSaver. Does it have to go into another KiwiSaver?
No, it'll go into a bank account.
Straight right, so just cash. Just
normally cash, a solicitor's bank account, and then it'll get apportioned out as per will or
cash.
As cash.
Right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Someone says, should I buy Amazon shares?
How's the market looking, Craig? If you have an ethical tilt, you probably wouldn't buy Amazon.
Whatever do you mean? Me.
Purely because Amazon is one of the largest outlets for adult toys and entertainment and other bits and bobs. Your mind boggles. If you aren't and you want, you'd have to wait
up. Amazon being, I suppose they are, aren't they?
Well, you can get all sorts. Just Google it, Mikey.
French ticklers?
I wouldn't
all
know.
Sorts.
I wouldn't know. I might have to do some research.
Barb Walls? Who knows?
But you really have to weigh up Amazon versus things like Alibaba and other online retailers to find out which is the best for you.
How do you weigh that? Is that a Google thing? Which
for you when it comes to buying shares, you mean?
Buying shares, of course. Yeah.
Can you buy shares in Alibaba? You can.
On the US market, so you'd say, well, what has the best forecast for Outlook? Earnings growth, Alibaba obviously global, my wife's just experiencing Alibaba at the moment in terms of online shopping, which is driving me up the wall, but that's okay.
700 electronic scooters or something like that.
Oh no, it's all these things that you can get for like a dollar shipping and things like that, so you just buy it. So you look at it from a company's perspective and its outlook and what its forecast growth is. And I would have thought, Amazon would be up there as one of the ones that you'd have to consider.
There's a lot of talk a few years ago about, as far as like, instead of shares, that so the micro share trading, when you've been on the, what do you call it? The
high frequency trading?
Yeah, you're betting. You're basically taking a punt on whether it's going to go up or down.
Futures.
Futures. That's what I meant.
Looking into the future.
Still, is that still a thing? Is that still?
It is. To some degree, I suppose Bitcoin could be a bit like that. You see, that's fallen off the cliff lately, and we don't hear all the millennials saying, "Oh, I've lost $1 million," but you hear them all saying, "Oh, I've just made $1 million." It's gone from 20,000 bucks down to about 6,300, and everyone's just shut up shop and they're going, oh, that's not very nice.
Hasn't gone away though, has it?
Not yet.
Do you think? I hope it will. What do you reckon? What do you think about that?
Oh, I hate it. It's something that it's like having a wife. You know, it's just another way to lose money. You know, it's just this dark
Craig, you're gonna have a wicked holiday.
She's not listening.
Oh no, she's fine. But it's just another way of losing money. You know, you can't touch it, you can't see it. It's just a ledger somewhere that somebody is just hoping that some bigger muppet out there will just buy it off them.
When you say you can't touch it, you can't see it, isn't that somewhat the same as
shares?
But at least the companies with Amazon, you know, it's got a website. You can you get something from it. You pay your dollar, you get something from it. Whereas something like a Bitcoin, for example, is just on this imaginary ledger. You know, it's like that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Mm. Oh, we got a leprechaun, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, where is it? What is it? What does it do? What can I buy with it?
So why what is the attraction for people?
Oh, I think it was just that quick buck.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it was just a quick buck.
But initially people bought it because of its anonymity.
I think so. It was fresh.
It was somewhat protected.
Well, it was fresh. People were.
There's never going to be a global financial crisis, and you're going to have to watch these oily little pricks sitting there going, "I don't remember. I just don't remember." Yes, maybe. I did get a $30 million golden handshake, but I just don't remember.
I can't recall that conversation.
Yes, I can't recall that conversation. I'm sorry. I know I was the head of the bank for that long. I just don't remember.
No, but for me, it's something. I like things that I can touch, feel, use.
So you're a gold man?
No.
No? Okay.
No, that's a bit
precious. Precious metals, none of that?
No. Diamonds, maybe.
Yeah. Diamonds are a scam.
Well, yeah.
They're a scam, man. Diamonds are a scam. From 1920s onwards, they've been a scam. They're beautiful stones. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful gem. But the whole thing's just a fabricated. That's essentially like Bitcoin. It's a fabricated market. De Beers just created the whole thing.
But I can see it. I can use it.
Yeah,
it has a use.
Yeah, and I guess it's got a value to it.
Right,
an agreed upon value.
So tell me what Bitcoin's value is.
I don't know. Someone just said, "Boo, get off, Craig." Should I buy silver? Someone said.
We're getting a lot of queries here.
Yeah. Should I buy silver?
Silver's like gold. It has a use.
Yeah.
I feel like this person.
Should I buy Z energy bonds?
Ooh.
It's a
broad
one, isn't it?
Why?
Why not?
This person looks like they need some help. They're saying, "This may not be the usual financial question, but I'm getting ripped off by my vehicle insurance company, AutoSure. They're just repeating the same no over and over. Where can I get some advice as to what's legal?"
What's legal? What I would do is have a look around the other insurance companies. What it's probably actually, I'll take a step back. Why are they saying no? What's leading that insurance company to say no?
There must obviously, be something, obviously a
disagreement on either a terms or conditions, or they're being the usual.
Or they're going for
shysters.
A claim and they're not honouring
because
the claim.
You haven't disclosed something, so then that falls back on you. But there are insurance comparison sites out there that you can have a look at in terms of, it's not just the premium, it's also about the service. And that's one of the things that you find with insurance is it's easy to get in, but when you want to claim, that's when the rubber hits the road and you can't.
With insurance, you've got to ask all those questions right at the start before you sign anything.
Absolutely.
So if this is the case, if this happens. There's like a question here saying, what's the best way to use my 40K savings in the short term if I'm planning to buy land in a couple of years?
What you would do is, that 40K is so important because you've got a goal that's in the short term, so you want to do whatever you can to protect that money.
Yep.
You don't want to be speculating on the horses at Ellerslie or whatever. You'd probably want to put it into something that's just going to be there, you know, chuck it in a bank, chuck it in something that is going to earn you a little bit of interest, make that capital grow, but not lose that capital because you've got that set goal.
Yep.
In 2 years' time.
You may have a term deposit or...
That or on call, whatever you can get. Some of the banks might do a 1 or 2 year term deposit. And at least you know at the end of that period, if it's with one of the major banks, you're more likely to get that 40K plus a little bit extra back. If it's with Bob down the road, maybe not so much. You know.
I've always trusted Bob. Hey, someone here saying, I inherited a third share in a family batch, which is great. But was told this counts as my first home and therefore I can't use my KiwiSaver to buy my first home.
That's correct. You have an interest in a property, which is the one of the clauses that under KiwiSaver, if you have any interest, so a partner, through a partnership, a trust, company, inheritance, etc. And this person's, you know, third in a batch. That's considered as an interest in a property. Therefore, it excludes them from having first home withdrawal.
What about if you had an interest in a property before KiwiSaver started up?
Yep. So I've just gone through that process and I've applied through to Housing New Zealand to be assessed as being in the same financial position as a first home buyer.
Yeah.
So because I owned property in 2000, so it was before KiwiSaver. So yep, I'm able to use my KiwiSaver.
You just have to apply and say.
You
suck up a little bit.
Well, I didn't have to. I just had to try and get my assets down under the, the same position as a first home buyer.
Cool.
Not too
That's
hard.
Easy enough. Yeah. All right. Hey, Craig, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you guys in and helping us out.
Great.
Really appreciate it and have a great week.
Same. Cheers.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver plan, saving its members more than $4.5 million each year in fees.